The 50 or so people marching through Arkansas in honor of the nation's military, police, and fire departments weren't greeted with the friendliest of skies.
This is our 6 p.m. leg where it has started pouring on us and thundering, and now we're a little bit worried about lightning, but we're going to keep moving on. I've already rubbed blisters on my heels and am pretty wet, but I'm enjoying it, and I'm enjoying seeing all the people come out here. They said last year only 2 people did this leg, and so you can see we've grown quite a bit.
Emily Reeves' dad, Jim, drove from Shreveport, Louisiana, to walk with his daughter in honor of his son, Rob Reeves, who was killed at the age of 32.
Well, if we do all of the legs, we will have done 20 miles. I don't know that I can do full 20 miles. I'm kind of fat and old for that. I'm out of shape. But I'm going to give it my best.
I'm going to do at least 15. At least 15.
Carry the Load organizer and Navy veteran Clint Bruce introduced Carry the Load to the Reeves family. Jim Reeves says Bruce's message about the meaning of Memorial Day resonates with him.
We met Clint Bruce last summer, and he explained about taking Memorial Day back and what he had started. And my son, her brother, Navy SEAL, was killed in August of 2011, and it just seems like that Memorial Day has always meant a lot to me, but it means even more now. And this is just a way to pay tribute to those people who protect us.
Before the march, Emily Reeves, who is 14 months younger than her brother, explained the circumstances of her brother's death at her office in downtown Little Rock. Rob Reeves, a Navy SEAL with SEAL Team 6, was killed in Afghanistan, along with 31 others, when his helicopter was shot down on August 6, 2011.
Officials say the helicopter was apparently shot down by insurgents in the eastern part of the country. It is the single deadliest incident for U.S. forces during the decade-long war.
We had a childhood friend who had also joined, who was on the helicopter actually with him when it was shot down and also passed away, which is very unusual to two guys from the same town.
In large part, observing Memorial Day is meant to serve as a healing or cathartic experience for the families and friends of soldiers killed in action. It's also a reminder of the inherent burdens and sacrifices warfare entails. Staff Sergeant Walker from Georgia was one of 20 or so soldiers walking along the route with the Reeves family. Walker commented on what he believes is an inability for a home front population to adequately understand the burdens of war.
A few do and a few don't. I tell you, you go and see what's happening, they'll never understand. Never. So you come back and try to tell them, they still won't understand what's going on.
Walker's experiences mirror those of so many veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. Walker says he takes part in the relay for those he knew who died and those who are still overseas after over a decade of conflict.
I went to Iraq in 05 and 06, and we lost 3 over there while we was there. So it means a lot to do stuff like this.
Right.
Yeah. And they had the board up there who we lost. I mean, it was really tragic. But, people are still thinking about it. Every day they come around, somebody posts on Facebook that we lost them in Iraq. There's 3 of them.
Emily Reeves has come to a similar conclusion as Staff Sergeant Walker on getting people to understand the costs of war. Back at her office, Reeves said reaching military-age civilians is an especially tough challenge.
I knew that I could get the veterans organizations to get behind the movement because they've always been passionate about it. But it is. It's our younger age group that hasn't had to deal with a personal friend or a personal tragedy like war was for our older veterans. And it's a hard thing to do. It's a really hard thing to do for people to know that, because even when they know someone in the military, they don't necessarily know someone that's died in action.
The all-volunteer structure of our military presents many military families with a unique burden and pride. The immediate effects of war in the modern era are increasingly being felt by less and less Americans. But Emily Reeves says she is acutely aware of this fact and how it relates to her family.
We were not a military family. We did not have other people in our family that served in the military. So I would say very selfishly, I don't think it's fair that we personally had that burden. But at the same time, it's exactly what Rob wanted to do. And he was happy doing it and wouldn't have chosen another career path. And I think he died doing exactly what he wanted to do. So it's really not even fair for me to say it's unfair for me, because it made him happy, and to see him happy was the most important thing to me anyway.
Throughout it all, she says she has had a steady flow of support from friends and the Navy, but most importantly, she and her dad have grown with each other's help.
When Rob died, we've become even closer. I mean, we've spent a ton of time together and traveled all over after the deaths, because we went to many of the men's funeral services and memorial services, and we talk all the time. And I think it's brought us closer together, for sure. Not that we weren't close before, but we recognize that we only have each other at this point.
Reeve says she hopes events like Carry the Load, culminating in Dallas this Memorial Day, will help to bring those who died in combat to the forefront of public attention. Personally, Reeves hopes these efforts will help to bring a sense of balance and deference.
It will have me thinking a lot, but I hope that what it does is it has me thinking about the positive things for the future and how people in this country appreciate what our servicemen and women do for us. And I think it'll make me proud to know that as Arkansans, we've come out to support that. And sometimes, you know, pride can overcome grief. It can help balance that out.
As time marches on and conflicts continue, so will the challenge of contextualizing and remembering those who died in action. But it seems the Reeves family is on a course full of meaning and constructive dialogue.
When I sing about love and war, I don't really know what I'm saying. Been in love and I've seen a lot of war, seen a lot of people pray.
Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.
They pray to Allah and they pray to the Lord, and mostly they pray about love and war.